I have an announcement that I would like to make.
Bling, 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 bling. That's the news music.
We are about to really show everybody what hip-hop is.
Yo, man, this Alchemist. Yo, it's your boy Tyler JK, a.k.a. Drunken Tiger, man.
Man, you tune into the dopest,
the livest radio show in South Korea, man. It's Night Vibe, my man Pinnacle the Hustler, Elliot Ashby, Drunken Tiger, the Liquid Crew.
This is Alchemist, man. I say no more. That's it. Listen to the music, man. We out of here. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we got a special exclusive hot off the press right now. We got Jackzilla in the booth right here on Night Vibe, TBS EFM 101.3.
Yeah.
Elliot Ashby, Pinnacle the Hustler. Zilla, what up?
What's going on, man?
Like that?
What's happening with y'all, man? How y'all doing?
What's happening, man?
What's happening, man?
Isn't that how those rappers do, man? And come on, they suddenly turn on a southern accent.
What's happening? They don't say all the words. They don't say, hey, what's happening? It's, hey, what's happening?
What's happening,
hey,
man?
What happening, dog?
What's happening?
How about we all talking strange voices?
Hey, how you spell happening? H-A-D-N-I-N.
To all of our listeners that just tuned in, we have opened up our revolving door. We have a different guest in every single week. Sometimes they are overseas and we talk to them by phone, a little something we like to call the wake-up call. And other times they're right here as residents of the ROK. And Jackzilla, he fits a description of the last. You live here in Seoul.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been here?
Man, I've been here, it'll be 3 years in April, man.
3 years.
Yeah, I love it here, man.
Okay, that's what's up. So you've been here 3 years. And for our listeners that don't know who you are, me and Pinnacle, we know you. But for our listeners that don't know who you are, can you give them a brief introduction to who you are and what you do?
My name is Jackzilla. I am the founder and head promoter over at Show Kings Entertainment. And I mean, that's pretty much it. I am a part-time MC who loves hip-hop. I'm somewhat of a hip-hop critic. And yeah, man, that's me.
Are you a music snob?
Yes.
Why?
Because I feel like you should be.
That's why I like this guy. I like him.
Okay, so you feel like people should be snobs when it comes to music. So does that mean that there is some music that you don't like and artists that you won't listen to?
Is this some songs you don't like?
That one.
Okay. I'm sorry to start things off, but we're going to go ahead and let some shots be fired right away.
Let's do it.
So you are not a fan of Chief Keef?
Not at all.
What's wrong with you?
Everything, I guess. If that's what's hot in the streets, man, then everything is wrong with me, man. Because, I don't like that guy at all.
All right. Is there anyone popular that a lot of people would like, a lot of hip-hop heads would like, that you're just not really feeling?
French Montana. Oh, hip-hop heads? Okay.
Hey, I don't think anyone cares about
French Montana.
Nobody
cares about French Montana. I was trying to figure out how
until
he comes
here in Korea, and then we're like, oh, come on our show. Right.
I was just trying to figure out how I could fit in the fact that I don't like French Montana. It's just somewhere in this whole interview. Somebody that hip-hop heads like that I'm just not feeling. Man. I mean, a lot of people have been listening to that guy, Action Bronson.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm just not a fan.
Close to Raekwon? Is that your deal? Or
no,
you don't
just,
like him?
He's just boring to me. Like, he doesn't, like, his subject matter is just quite boring.
He's funny.
His flow is nice. His lyrics, he puts his songs together well, but I mean, his subject matter is boring to me. Like, the whole braggadocio thing is just getting old to me. Unless you've reached Jay-Z status where you actually can take your whatever car you got and park it in your own stadium, then the whole braggadocio thing is just kind of old to me. Unless you're being funny.
See, I would say he makes fun of himself more than he actually brags, but... What project did you listen to? You listened to one with Static Selector?
Yeah, I listened to that joint. Several of his joints on my podcast or whatever. And I not because I'm a fan of it, but just because other people like it. My co-host likes to choose the music and especially things that I don't like.
Your co-host?
Yes.
Unfortunately. You have a radio show?
Oh, yeah, I got a podcast, SKE Soundcast. I do... once or twice weekly.
What's SKE stand for?
Show Kings Entertainment.
Oh, duh. I should have figured that one out.
All right, so that is the name of the podcast, and you said that you have another person along with you.
Yeah, man, Sananu. And we do a segment together called, well, I guess a show together called Sananu Says So, where he comes in and picks tracks that he thinks are hot, and sometimes they hit, sometimes they miss.
Now, you met him at Seoul Station. He was just kind of like, you know, had a tough time, and you just picked him up and cleaned him up, put him on air.
Off the streets, man, you know what I mean? Off the streets, gave him a sandwich, and was like, yo, you want to be on the radio? You know what I'm saying? And that's how it happened.
Wow.
He
said, yeah, man. You say he gave him a sandwich because that's how I met Elliot.
I hate you, Pinnacle. So
wait. You know how we were trying to find out what's happening? I ain't give him a sandwich. I gave him a sandwich.
With him, right?
Sandwich.
Oh, sandwich. Man. Don't co-sign on that. Stop laughing, Jack. Okay, so before we get into the question that we like to ask everyone at the very beginning, we have to continue on this trail of hate. What else do you hate? What's some other stuff that you don't like that you just despise? It comes on and you just get, you're like, I can't do it. Or as a DJ, because you also are behind the decks, what is something that people request that you don't feel that you can play?
Nine times out of ten, if it's a rapper whose name starts with Little.
Or Young.
I generally...
Okay, Lil Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
What about Young Jeezy? You play Jeezy?
There's like two songs of Young Jeezy that I'll play.
Yo, hey, man, Jeezy hitting, though.
There's two songs of Young Jeezy.
Yeah, but have you heard this last mixtape, though? It's The World?
Nah, I've been avoiding it, actually.
Bruh, download it.
What about Lil Scrappy?
No, never. Never. Unless I'm back in Atlanta. If I'm back in Atlanta and, you know, I got to play, like, Get On My Level, because that does get the crowd jumping.
Yeah.
What about Lil Bow Wow?
Come on, bro.
Yeah, that's
for real.
I'm sorry. Can we think
of any like Little or Youngs? I mean, he's pretty much right. I'm trying to think of someone else that
Lil B. I'm sorry that we all just laughed.
Yeah, that's just a laughable one right there.
Seriously.
Now there are a lot of people I know that will be serious hip hop heads, and then they will look you dead in the eye and they'll tell you, "Yeah, man, Soulja Boy, yeah, definitely." I mean, they'll tell you an artist that you think is kind of ridiculous, but they'll look you straight in the eye and they'll tell you, "Yes, I support this artist." And it's not necessarily the fun factor that they make fun party music, but they think they would almost call them lyrical, or say that they represent something other than fun.
Well, the one controversy that I have with people is possibly one of the worst lyricists of our decade, of this decade, is Trinidad James.
Hey, I don't know, man.
It's a good song.
I don't
song,
know if he's
though.
The worst.
Really?
I don't think he's the worst.
But you know what? As far as the way his bars are set up, it at least makes more sense than like Silk the Shocker.
Right.
I mean, he was like literally stumbling over every word and like, you know.
Right. Can't keep the beat for nothing.
That's what I'm saying. At least he's on beat.
But you know why I support Trinidad James is because he's actually honest to himself. Like he's. Like I said, I don't like people just, you know, being braggadocious about, you know, stuff that they've never done or haven't seen or whatever.
Right.
Like, that dude, when he said all gold, everything, like, if you watch his interviews, like, for real, like, he'd be walking around looking like Jerome with Versace slippers, like,
yeah,
doing his
him.
Thing. Like, that's really him.
Yeah.
Like, and then, you know, and that's just one song off the whole project. Like, the whole project has a lot of real, like, honesty in it. And that's kind of why I can get with him. Even though, you know, he's not the best rapper. He's not lyrical at all. The way he puts his songs together, you kind of feel the truth coming out of him. So I can respect him for that.
I can appreciate that you can actually look into an artist that you don't like and delve in to see if your reasons for not liking that person are actually substantiated. A lot of times somebody will hear one song or see one video from an artist and be like, I don't like them, and they never... They never look at anything or they never research that person. I do that sometimes myself.
Right.
So I can definitely appreciate that. Because I know I shall be like, I don't like this dude's video, so I never want to hear from him again.
You know, we played a song about a couple months back, and we both agreed that we really enjoyed the song, and we were listening particularly to one artist. The song I'm talking about is called Overdose. Have you heard of it?
Man, that's a dope song, man. Like, you know what, though? Like, the two verses on the song, but whoever rocked the second one... Dude is a monster.
Let me ask you, are you a fan of this guy named CJ is Infinite? Do you?
Yeah, I mean, he cool. I mean, he does his thing.
He does. All right,
let me not do that. Let me not do it. I don't want my homie to, you know.
He going to be listening like, are you trying to sneak this?
Is he listening right now?
He going to be like.
He should be.
He
should
be. Like, are you trying CJ? To sneak this?
We might have to actually call
him. I come doing yellow peripheries and I listen to it. You know what I'm saying? I walk down the street juggling. Hey, why you say that, CJ? Man, I don't know.
All right, to our listeners that don't know what's going on right now, we're about to play a song right now that features Jackzilla and, I'm sorry, not features. It is CJ is Infinite and Jackzilla, so it's nobody's track, right?
Right.
Okay, and the name of the song is called Overdose.
Overdose.
Before we play the song,
Overdose,
you know what? We'll play it and we'll come back. You'll break it down and tell us how it came together.
Let's do it.
All right, up next we got Overdose. Let's go.
Overdose, overload, overdose, overload, overdose, 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 overdose overdose, overload, overdose, overload, overdose, 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 overload, overdose, overload.
Look, I'm on fire, my soul. I'm gonna take it outside. I'm more tired than a road. Then they got the tickets outside. Look, stop for me. Stop for me, look at that block for me. Can you look at that? You cannot stop for me. Streets and beach, look at that block for me. Bang, bang, bang. You wanted a ball fade, a couple teeth. You gon' run in the fog haze, a couple thieves. Mumbling in your hallway, was just for me. You wondering, I was all day for suffering. Before you go, get a book of Joe. Get a book of whales. Wine in the water, give up in the gale. Find in the fathers, and get it if you're real. Get it if you're real. Look, go for me. Go for me, you're not slow for me. Everybody stuck in a muck of the repository. Many touch my up, and it's not an orgy. Not a phony. I wouldn't mind glands on my hands. Drawing in my jaw that expand when I jam. So I gotta stand in a fan. Grind from behind, hit the span and expand. Many men start really small. Smart, you evolve, and the stars are winning again. Better go, you won't see a chance at all. Everywhere you go, you gon' see me under dogs. Many men start really small. You smart, you evolve, but the stars are winning again. Let it go, you won't see a chance at all. Everywhere you go, you gon' see me in the dark like that.
Overdose, 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 overload, overdose, overload, overdose, 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 overload, overdose, overload.
OD'd on dope like I was a drug addict. Flows on automatic, no clutch. I'm Kobe Bryant, bars is random, ham on them, no swine. Each line is fine like I just pour gas on them. On that OD, obviously dope with it, like I'm on that codeine. Cut it with some coke and a little bit of Hennessy. Chase it with some weed smoke, that's some wild ish. Guess I overdid it. I overdid it, but you're still rocking with it. My lyrics expedition got you having to fit it. Got you falling to shrink, thinking that you ain't got it all up top. And it all gon' stop, but the ball don't drop until you let it go tight, grip it. While you OD on the club like drink sipping, buying bottles and that booty got you tricking. I'm on some other shit, waiting on the mothership. OD on the cabby like you know my steeds. Freeze on your knees and give me your keys and all your G's. He like, please, yo, this ride's free. Press rewind and see that I overdid it with ease. OD, overdrive, you got to go fast and no cop can stop you. Buckle up, don't worry, I got you. Hit the gas, left turns and Mach 2. OD like Old Dirty and Yakoops. Like a kid pouring sugar on the Fruit Loops. OD like that cat Garfield, homie. Crack-coated caffeine and an overdose. Rap on this crack beat, now your neck get broke. Ain't a big enough scale that can hold this dope. Beat, rhyme, delivery, content, and synergy. Cover the raw energy. Go get folks feel like a overdose.
Oh yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're definitely back in the mix. We're live right now. I'm looking at Twitter right now. Have you guys been sending out tweets?
Hey, Jack, what is your Twitter?
At Real Jackzilla.
So is there like another person trying to be Jackzilla or
actually
something?
Actually, there is.
That's terrible. You should go fight that person.
I wanted to.
I'm mad.
You got to find him first, though.
I know. He's in New Zealand, bro. No, I got this.
He's already looked into
Trust
it.
Trust me.
Oh, I'm following you. Hey, there you go.
All right. Now, the last track, I don't know. It's pretty self-explanatory, but can you tell us how that track came about?
Man, I found the beat. The overdose beat, man, is done by a cat named Fly School Legend out of Mississippi. Mm. And I sent it to CJ. I was like, yo, check this out. Yo, you're going to like this, man. You're going to love this beat. I sent it to him, and immediately we both was like, yeah, let's do this. Mm. And the theme was simple. I mean, the beat, like, overdose was built into the beat. So we're like, all right, man. Let's
oh,
just,
really?
Yeah.
That sounds like CJ.
Nah, it does, right? But nah, that's actually wow. It's actually Legend on the track doing overdose. Like,
that's
he built in the hook. And so we stuck with that, man, and just, you know, decided, you know, theme it out. And, you know what I mean? You know how CJ does? He does his thing. He just goes for it, holds out his bars, and just crushes it, man. He did his thing, and then I came in and rocked mine. I mean, I did my one take thing. That's just what I prefer.
Yeah.
And, yeah, man, it came together pretty well.
So where are you in the music path right now? I heard you say that you're working on like three things right now. So is it all single stuff or do you have some type of plan?
Well, all right.
You're trying to be Jay Electronica and just be out here just spacing out on people?
You're trying to get a rich white woman? Make her have your babies?
Pretend like she don't exist at first and then, all right, nah.
They are referencing Jay Electronica to all of our listeners out there that don't know what's going on.
There's nothing wrong with getting a rich white woman. Go ahead.
But anyway, nope. Hey, you know Hyunji out there listening right now. No, I'm not trying to get a white rich lady. What up? Anyway, Pentagon gonna get me in trouble. Anyway, nah, man. Actually, I've been doing a lot of single stuff, man. But I decided at the beginning of this year. Actually, you inspired me with your 12 tape. I was like, you know what? I might as well let me go put something together, man. And see what happens. I'm getting old. I might as well do it while I care.
Right.
And so, you know what I mean? I decided this year I'm going to start putting together a project. So I'm mentally preparing myself by doing as much writing as I can with everybody I can. And yeah, man. So hopefully it's going to happen this year.
That's what's up. Now, we forgot to ask you a question that we ask every single person who comes in, which is, when did you, Jack Zilla, fall in love
with hip-hop?
I remember the exact moment. I was with my brother, man, and We were in my old house, man. I must have been like maybe 4 or 5. Mm. I don't remember how old it is, but the first song I remember falling in love with was It Takes Two by Rob Bass and Easy Rock.
Mm. Nice.
And that's actually the first hip-hop song I ever memorized. And because my brother and I used to, like, you know what I mean, be singing together, like doing the joint. Like I would have the brush in my hand, my brother had a comb. And, like, we would just be pretending like we was, you know, Rob Bass. And, like, that was it, man. Like, that's the first experience I remember with hip-hop. And after that, I mean, I've just stuck with it, man. That then Black Sheep, you know, The Choice Is Yours.
Mm.
Like, I remember when I was little, man, my brother and I used to sing, both my brothers, actually, when the part when he gets to engine number 9. You know, I was a little dude, man. Yeah. So when that part happened, like, I'm getting hyped. Like, I'm down on my knees, basically, ready for the pick it up part, ready to start jumping up and down in the air, man. Like, that was my joint, man. So, yeah, man, it's been a long, long time. Long road.
Who are some of the other artists that inspired you?
Biz Markie, man. Like, I always thought he was different. And
yeah.
I mean, like, how can this big, funny-looking dude, yeah, I mean, actually make so many hits? And Will Smith. Because Will Smith actually always stayed true to himself. Like, I even had, and I still listen to the Lost and Found, the last CD he did. I have a lot of respect for Will Smith.
Mm.
Maybe he's not the best lyricist, but I have a big thing about truth, like staying true to yourself and who you are. Like, I mean, so, like, those are definitely two of the artists that have inspired me. You know, other than, the Dead Prez, when I get to my more revolutionary moments, when I start hating people that don't look like me. You know, those are the old school, man. Oh, Tribe Called Quest, definitely, man.
Yeah.
Tribe Called Quest. Like, my jazzy rhythms, man. Like, yeah.
You know what's funny to me? You like Trinidad James for the same reason that you like Will Smith.
Yeah.
Is that they're true to themselves and what they've been called to do. How have you remained true to yourself in coming to Korea from what you were doing back home to what you're doing now?
Well, back home, man, I worked for CNN for many years, man. I was a journalist.
Mm.
And, you know, that just as much as I like learning new information, that, you know, that just kind of corporate thing at the time just wasn't for me. I wasn't ready for that, so I just needed a new experience. And so since I came out here, man, that's just kind of what I've been doing, just seeking new experiences, learning everything I can possibly learn about this side of the world, the people that live in it.
Yeah.
And I mean, since then I feel like I've grown so much as a person. I've grown as a man. I've become a much better, stronger person than I ever was. So
nice. That's dope. Well, look, we got another song that we have on deck. You requested Homeboy Sandman.
Yeah, man. This song is called Couple Bars, man. And it's one, I guess to me, it's like the best hip-hop love song, hip-hop romantic song. Like, Sandman got game, yo. Like, if you listen to the joint, actually listen to his bars, it was just like, it was one of those songs where I was like, man, why didn't I write that? Like, I called myself writing a love song to my girl one time, and it's like after I listened to Homeboy Sandman, man, I was like, I didn't even want to listen to my song no more, man. I was like, yo, this dude, that was it.
That's what's up. All right, well, let's go ahead and go into it. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, we have Homeboy Sandman with the song Couple Bars.
Yo, why you even return my text message, yo? Why don't you stop being such an ice queen? You supposed to be sweet to me. I'm getting texts, I'm like, oh, is that her? Oh, it's not her. Oh, is that her? Oh, it's not her. 4 days with it, just trying to concentrate. I had a dream about you. It was bugs. Soon as I woke, I wrote it out, so I could roll it out before you like a red carpet. Not a carpet color, red, a carpet made out of the color itself. Every strand was woven by summer itself. Let me be as helpful to your Santa's elf. I'm rocking wedding bells, a wedding ring in my utility belt. I ain't trying to gas, you know you ain't trying to belch. Make waffles out of Belgium, do my best, is for your breakfast in bed. Breathe my breath upon your breasts and legs, baby, run for press, I'll vote. My feelings from the feelings you evoke, okie dokie, you can open up my nose. I'll never put you second for a second, you're no Robinson Cano. I don't know if you're into sports, but I am hoping so. I noticed you're a glowing indigo. It would be an honor just to roll with you, let's make the honor roll. I'll run atop a rainbow and I'll snatch a pot of gold. I'll dump the gold and use the pot to make you fly the nose. I won't even pot a rose for you, I'll pot a grove. I ain't even got a home for you, I got a globe. Solar system doesn't even got a lot of those. I'm your prince, princess, you ain't gotta kiss a lot of toes. Genuine article, wish I was your articles of clothes. Just a particle of cotton on your cones. That'd be the most wonderful destiny ever. Only possibility, possibly better than being a stitch on your sweater, is being human and me and you together. Forever, endeavor, 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 endeavor. Now or never, is it true? I prefer now, but whatever's good with you, that'll do. We could date until the doc give a date when the baby do. I could call you honey, sugar, darling, sweetie, baby boo. You're so hot. Sue me for being a hot pursuit. When the situation's opportune, I'm a proper troop. I step up to the front, I don't front though. I've got you under my skin, nothing fungal. Perpetually I keep it on the humble. I ain't on the hunt, I'm only trying to hump. I be a monkey's uncle. I pray you don't mistake yourself for prey or me for lame and trying to kick some game to try to get some play. That'd be a shame. Next time I see you, I am definitely gonna shave. So then I'm doing push-ups, trying to get in better shape and taking in some sun to try and tan my skin a couple shades. Let's be a couple, babe. Let me keep you company. Let me in the door so I can make sure that you're living comfortably. I can practically guarantee that I'm your cup of tea. Follow my lead and take this loaded magazine and cover me. That's all I gotta say, at least for now. If you allow, I say it every single hour. I'm not even single now. In my heart and mind, we're already a duo. I already switched from acting singular to acting plural. If I painted, I'd have painted you a mural. If I worked at Subway, my future mate, I would have made a hero. To celebrate the miracle you are, but I'm a hype because I'm a writer, wrote a couple bars. Word. So show me some love, yo. Can I get a shout out, a simple conversation? We can take a walk, and after that, if you want to, we won't chill no further, and I won't even sweat you. But thanks for inspiring a hot record either way, peace.
Yo, good choice, man. Another good selection.
Appreciate that. Appreciate
yeah, we appreciate that. You coming in and sharing everything that you're doing. I want to know about events going down right now. Before we lose track of time, can you tell us what is going on this weekend and what's going on with your company?
Well, the next thing we got going on is Friday. We got the Winter Fresh event. It's a free event. I mean, it's just to say thank you to all of our, I guess, all of our patrons, everybody who's been coming to our events, man. It's over at Dojo. On Gyeonggi-dong in Itaewon. Yeah, so please come through, man. Just come celebrate, man. We're just having a good time. Also, it's going to be birthday celebrations. We're going to be celebrating your birthday, Elliot. And
Pinnacle's got a birthday coming up as well this month.
Why you ain't telling me, man? I would. Well, anyway. Anyway.
Sorry, I'm usually not that guy to walk around like, hey, y'all, guess what? It's my birthday.
I am.
What's happening?
I'm that guy.
Somebody give me a sandwich.
When is your birthday?
My birthday's in June 20th.
Okay, got it.
But, yeah, man. So CJ's birthday too. I mean, shout out to CJ. Wow. We're gonna be celebrating his birthday. George Toro celebrating his birthday.
Wow.
I mean, so it's,
you know, it's everyone in Korea's birthday because it's January. Every single year we turn into a new year.
That's true. Man.
Everyone gets a year older.
I just turned Jesus this year in Korea, man.
You're 33
in Korea, apparently.
Wow. Okay, that's what's up, man.
Yeah, man.
I just joined the club, so I heard I'm supposed to get a belly, but I heard life is supposed to be awesome. Is it true?
Yeah, man. You're going to get that belly for sure. I can tell you that for a fact. I mean, but yeah, life is much awesome, man. We do look better past 30. It's just real. It's the real deal, man.
That's what's up. So you told us about the event Winter Fresh, which is happening this Saturday or this
Friday?
This Friday.
Friday at Dojo.
Okay, yep. Friday at Dojo. Now, can you tell me about the last event that you had? Because you were basically able to bring together the Korean community of artists and the expat community of artists.
Yeah, man, that's really the philosophy of Show Kings Entertainment. Yeah, I mean, we are, in another country, man, just really trying to bring everybody together to celebrate things that they love, you know. And what I love and what my crew loves, we love hip-hop, you know. Word. What I mean? So one of the things we did is we had everyone come together and celebrate B-boys and MCs. Like, we were in Club Fiction in Shenzhen. Man, I be forgetting these venues' names. I'm sorry, y'all. But we were in Club Fiction in Shenzhen, man. And just, we brought everybody together. Had a great time, man. I mean, it was just wonderful, man. I mean, y'all were there.
How many people came out?
Man, the final count, I don't remember what it was, but I just remember at the end of the night, we could not walk through there. Like, it was packed.
Yeah,
like,
it was hundreds and hundreds of people.
It was nice, man. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing, man. So if y'all didn't come, we are going to do it again, man. Soul Seekers, B-Boy Crew, and SKE, man, we're going to be doing it again. So if y'all missed it, y'all have another chance. Just stay tuned and you know, check me out and let me know when y'all want to see. Let me know what y'all want to see, man. That's our thing now. We partner with different crews in Korea, B-Boy crews, DJ crews. If it's about hip-hop, you know, SKE will work with you and try and make something happen.
That's what's up.
Now, tell us more about the podcast that you guys have going on with SKE.
Yeah, man, SKE Soundcast, really, we try to use that as a platform. We're in the listener building phase, really, so we're, you know, doing a lot of popular songs or whatever. But in 2013, we just launched our local portion. So we're going to be doing a lot of local segments. You're going to be able to hear a lot of soul artists, interviews, and, you know, I'd love to get y'all on there, of course, and, you know, interviews and play some of your music and really try to build up, you know, the soul audience and, you know, spread the word around the world that, you know, we got some pretty nice MCs, in, you know, out here. Like, in soul, we have some pretty dope rappers. And I think the world should know about it. But also, you know, anybody else from around the world who we find dope, you know, we might put them on there too. So it's just really about spreading the love and spreading the word of hip hop, man. And
word.
That's pretty much it. And plus, I get a chance to be a music snob on my own show. So, I mean,
that's really the only reason to do it. Hey. For real, for real.
That was the initial catalyst for it. I just want to tell people what I like and what I don't like.
Just that stuff I do like.
Exactly.
I'm getting a message right now from CJ.
What up,
and
homie?
It says promo, get it. So he's excited to hear that we are talking
CJ,
about the event.
From now on, can you please text us at #1013? Each message is 51. We need your text messages.
CJ, you know CJ ain't trying to pay 51 to nobody, man. Come on,
51,
man.
That's like 5 cents.
Beck.
Promo. 51.
All right, is there anything you're excited for in the year 2012 or 2013 rather, in the world of hip hop? Or in Korea, in life in general?
Pinnacles in the world of...
Pinnacles Mixtape.
Oh, yeah, Pinnacles Mixtape. That's going to be dope.
Yeah.
That's going to be dope.
That's what's up.
Perhaps one day you might see a collaboration between Jackzilla and Pinnacle.
Oh,
maybe.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe, perhaps.
Oh.
I mean, there are a lot of things. Like, perhaps the Tooth Fairy... I mean, Jay Electronica might actually come out with an album. I mean, that might actually happen. If he's actually... I'm starting to believe that Jay Electronica is a figment of my imagination.
we all collectively just imagine him, right?
For real. Seriously. But, I mean, yeah, man. I'm looking forward to spreading love this year, man. That's kind of what it's about for me. Like, I wrote a message the other day, man. I ended the year with no drama, no beef, and I'm trying to keep that for the entire year. So I'm looking forward to keeping it that way. It's January, and so far I'm successful, but it's also only the second week in January, so.
Nah, but that's good, though, man. I mean, you know, it's really... staying away from beef, staying away from people that's, you know, bringing negativity around you.
Exactly.
You need to do that to stay positive, stay progressive. Yo, thank you so much for coming on to the show,
thank
man.
Thank y'all
really
for having
appreciate
me.
You. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on the other side of this break. Of course, this is Night Vibe with Pinnacle the Hustler and Elliot Ashby. We just finished our interview with Jackzilla.
Yeah.
And when we come back, the song we're going to play on the other side of the break is...
by Blue and Exile, and it is Above...
or Below the Heavens.
I want to play Above the Heavens.
We'll play Below the Heavens.
Want to play above?
We'll play below.
I want to play above.
We will play below.
Big chap right now, though, a.k.a. C-Dub, a.k.a. Rudolph Henny, p.k.a. Babyface Mirabella, all right? And when I'm not sitting back enjoying a tall glass of Old Duels, I'm in South Korea listening to the Late Vibe with Pinnacle the Hustler and Elliot Ashby. You heard? And who me? I'm just a part-time white Michael Jordan, Axl Rose from the grave, the YOLO petitioner, the president of the Synesthesia Fan Club, the addiction spokesman, Dog the Bounty Quicker Picker Upper, and I'm most commonly known as Peter Mirabella. The Megahertz founder, ODOT representative, okay? And let me tell you something about the Night Vibe, man. The show is so bad, Godzilla hears it and turns the other way, okay?
Not bad, meaning bad, but bad, meaning good.
He doesn't stand a chance, man. Stomped him out like roaches, right, Pinnacle?
You know it.
Right, Elliot?
Yeah!
Exactly. So, yo, keep your station locked, and
And that DJ made my day. Good night, good night.